All right, we're getting closer to finding the winning story in round 7 of 3-Minute Fiction. That's our writing contest where we ask you to create an original short story that can be read in about 3 minutes. Now, our friends at the Iowa Writers' Workshop and New York University have been plowing through the 3,400-plus stories we've received this round and passing along their favorites to our judge, the writer Danielle Evans, the author of the short story collection Before You Suffocate Your Own Fool Self. And in a few weeks, Danielle will have a winner for us. And just like our past few judges, Danielle has now realized that this is not an easy task, right?
Yeah. The fun part is the reading, but the hard part is the choosing.
Okay, Danielle, remind us what the challenge was this round.
The challenge was that in the story, one character had to arrive in town and one character had to leave town.
Right. And of course, you cannot submit a story any longer for this round. We'll have future rounds where you can. And if you're interested to find out more about 3-Minute Fiction, visit our website, npr.org/3-Minute Fiction, and 3-Minute Fiction is all spelled out. Okay, Danielle, you are in the studio with a few of your favorites from this round. Tell me what you make of what you've read so far.
I have been having a lot of fun. I'm drawing some incomplete conclusions because, of course, I'm only seeing a sample of the overall.
Right.
But there's a lot of child narrators, a lot of violence, astonishingly little sex. So I don't know what's going on out there in NPR world.
All right, okay.
But I've been thinking a lot about endings in terms of making choices, because I mean, I think for me, there are a lot of these that I really enjoyed reading and I wanted to keep reading, but in terms of the ones that I would pick as winners, I'm thinking, like, is it actually a story? Does it have a kind of complete moment? And, you know, we talk sometimes in sort of workshop speak about the difference between like an ending, a punchline, or a story that just stops. And as a person who likes to think about story, I'm excited about the ending that kind of gives me some resolution and then opens up the world beyond that.
Hmm.
What's been making the stories stand out for me are the ones that I feel put the weight and the ending in an interesting way.
You have brought 4 stories with you. These
are
not necessarily the winners because you're still reading through the stories that are being passed along to you. And I should mention, you do not know the identities of these readers. You don't know their names. I do. 2 of these 4 stories, we actually have readings in a moment we'll hear from. But just tell me about the 2 others that you brought here.
The 2 that I'd picked as sort of favorites of this group were Ocean Child and The Egg. Ocean Child is it's a story about a child who's born with Down syndrome and you know, all these people are giving the mother kind of advice, harsh advice, but not really any support. But I mean, I think it's got a strong voice. It's got this sense that there's a world beyond this page, that there are all of these people kind of in this world and none of them are of any use.
Mm.
But one of the things I like is that this story could have easily gone toward kind of sentimental or maudlin. And I think it avoids that because the mother character is active for the whole story.
Hmm.
I'm kind of big on agency. There's something really interesting about the way that, you know, everything is active. Like, even in this world of kind of horrible choices or lack of choices, we have a character who's making choices.
Yeah. What about the other story, The Egg?
Yeah, it's quirky and it's interesting and it's weird and it's stuck with me in a way that, it's in some sense, the story is basically an extended analogy about parenting responsibilities, and what ultimately happens is there's an egg that hatches and they're trying to equally divide the nurturing responsibilities for the egg, but it can't be done, and the mother ultimately leaves because too much of it is falling on her. But it stuck with me in this way that somehow it was just weird enough that it had taken this thing that's really familiar and made it strange and interesting.
The story is The Egg. It's by Jonathan Curley of Berkeley, California, and the other story is Ocean Child by Chris Bundy of Atlanta. And Danielle, here are our excerpts from 2 other standout stories you picked. Let's take a listen.
Early in the morning, little Hossein tapped on my window screen. We snuck out of the gate and hid behind the sand dunes. We waited. The sun rose. The mullah stopped singing. The roosters stopped cuckoo-cooing. Then Hassan, the tall, skinny, meanest one, appeared from far across the desert, riding my bike, skidding and scraping the tires. He was singing when he passed us. Little Hossein jumped from behind the sand dunes and knocked him over. I shouted, "Thief! Thief! Thief!" Hassan scraped his face on the gravel but held tight to the bike. They were yelling about money, and Hassan kept saying, "Hossein! Aga! Mr. Hossein! Big Hossein!" Then he yelled, "Thief! Thief! Thief!" and turned my bike upside down.
Ten hours before Ren would move away, they met up with some friends at a bar. There was a woman there whom Ren did not know. She oozed sex. in a faded and misshapen t-shirt dress that would only make Ren look sleepy. Ren wondered if she would ever look that sexy, if she would like her new town, and if she could wear t-shirt dresses there. Her name was Solange, and she was somewhat French, but really from Connecticut, and had only been in town for 7 hours. Mark watched her in a way that made Ren feel more sad than she did when she saw babies who looked like adults and adults who looked like children. Ren had a sneaking suspicion that her name wasn't really Solange. Happy hour, she said to no one. Monday through Friday, from 4 to 7.
That's our Susan Stamberg reading A Brighter Smile in as Little as 3 Days, written by Karen Taye, who lives in Bethesda, Maryland. And also Bob Mondello reading Little Hossein by Chris Westberg of Williamsburg, Virginia. And Danielle, I know you have a lot more reading to do before you pick the winner, so I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for coming in, and we'll check back with you in a couple weeks.
Thank you for having me.
That's our judge for round 7 of 3 Minute Fiction, writer Danielle Evans, with a few of her favorites so far. You can read the full versions of these 4 stories at our website, npr.org/3MinuteFiction. And 3 Minute Fiction is all spelled out. No spaces, and stand by for the winner coming up in the next few weeks.